And God is at work, no matter how we feel, or if we're busy, or if we're quiet. You know, God is for you and with you. And I was really thinking about how I shared that thing about Manasseh, just the evil stuff that he'd done. But just when he turned his heart to God, that, you know, God was just so there to forgive him. And he'd done some real bad stuff, you know, and restored him as king. So, you know, if you think we're in this age of grace today, no matter how much we think we're off or how far we are, you know, God is always with us. He's one step away in our hearts and minds when we turn to him. And he really wants us to go to work. And the enemy wants us to have fear, negativity. And I was sharing with Kim how God was showing me and teaching me not to let fear, worries, circumstances, negativity invade my space. You know, don't let the cares of this world and the things that may be going on in your circumstances invade your space, in the sense of your peace with God and your believing. Because, you know, God wants us to have joy and peace. And when we're believing, we can have that joy and peace and believing. We know that we have the promises of God, which are yes in Christ and amen. God's word is a sure foundation beneath our feet. And if we're building our house upon the rock, Christ Jesus, then when the winds blow, when the storms come, we'll still be standing. We may bend, but we'll never break. And, you know, we're believers, and that's what God expects of us. And I was also thinking again what I shared when I was sharing about the, you know, this one accord and this steadfastness. And this one accord, being of one heart, one mind, being steadfast, is not something that we can do by our senses. It's when we're being led by the Spirit of God, when our hearts are turned to God and in tuned in with him, then, you know, those that are walking and being led by the Spirit of God, those are the ones that will be steadfast, continuing together. And, you know, God delights when we have that unity of heart, that purpose. And, you know, I think it says in Psalm somewhere that, that, you know, God is blessed with that unity. You know, it delights his heart. And if we're going to move in strength as the body of Christ, you know, then that's what we need to be. Each individual needs to be led by the Spirit of God. And we can be, because we're filled with that Spirit. And we got the scriptures, we can see how God works, and we can see what God's made available to us, and we can know these things. But unless we put a voice to it, and the application and the wisdom of God, by going to God and asking to give us the wisdom of these things to apply it, then, you know, we can just be, you know, just kind of knowledge based. But we want to be activated, we want to be doing, we want to practice the things that we've been learning. And I've been going over some of the teachings I've done previously, making sure, like, you know, just, I just felt inspired to just go and have a look to see what God's been working and what he's been showing by the teachings I've done, Kim done, you guys have done, and to see if I'm doing it. You know, I do a checkup from the neck up. You know, I want to be in the place where God wants me to be, and I want to be ready to move for God, ready, available at all times, no matter what's going on in my sphere of influence. You know, that God is the dominant thing, that light is shining, even when people are being negative or speaking negative or giving bad news. You know, that we can come back and give the good news. You know, the gospel, the good news, is the power of God unto wholeness, to deliverance, to salvation. So even when we're by ourselves, when we're saying what God says in our situations, we're building ourselves up, we're keeping our faith hot. And, you know, staying connected to God is the most important thing. And the ministry of reconciliation that we got is that we're not to reconcile people to us, but we're to reconcile them to go to God, the one true God, to put their faith, their confidence, their trust into him. And when they do that, then people will start to really move, you know, really move. We want them to be God-dependent, not us-dependent, because we may know some Bible verses or we've been around for some time. But, you know, as soon as we're born again of the Spirit, we're ready to move. And God moves to the level of desire and faith of someone. And I was sharing with Kim today that, you know, we can't really go any further than we taught. We learned that many years ago. And so when we're teaching people
a different doctrine that they got to do this and do that before they can really move with God, then we're teaching them, we're doing a disservice, because they're ready to move right away. They can do, and we can show them that, you know, now they've received the Spirit of God, they can move right away with God. They can come out of any darkness, any poverty, any lack. And the other thing is that, you know, with the encouragement we want to give people is that, number one, they can be healed. You know, physical healing in their body. You know, there's many needs, and people can focus on those physical needs. Also, not just that, you know, God wants us to prosper and be in health. He wants us to have a good journey through life. So also, not just the physical side of being healed, being delivered, but also the prosperity side. God wants his people to prosper financially, to be to be blessed, to be a blessing. And we're already blessed to be a blessing, but to manifest those things, we need to operate in the principles of God, that sound doctrine, those right words, which activates us to move. And I was sharing with Kim, you know, we learned many wonderful things, but we also learned a lot of stuff that didn't get us to produce, because we, you know, we spent many hours in the very beginning when we, you know, we received these teachings every Sunday, once a week, wasn't it? And then we would sit down, and this is when we were new believers, and we would work the scriptures and stuff like that. But it wasn't until when we put the things that we understood into practice that we started to see a result. But there's some things that can keep us sitting. And, you know, things that we've learned that we think, yeah, these are right, but it doesn't produce anything for us. So the things that we want to encourage people is things that is sound doctrine, that when they practice it, they will start to manifest the results of that practice. So for an example, you know, if we've been taught to give financially, but we don't sow in hope, we don't have an expectation of our need being met and an abundance to bless others, then we won't receive that. If we think, yeah, we just give and we're not abounding in our finances, then something's wrong somewhere. And I started to look at these things in my own life. You know, I would give and I'm thinking, well, I'm not really prospering much, and not that we give to get, but we know that God gives us power to get wealth, and that sowing the seed is a very important aspect. It's actually in connection with the movement of the word as well. Like we see on the day of Pentecost, you know, they received the Spirit of God, 3,000 were added to the church, and then they continued steadfastly. And then what did they do? Those that continued, and they had great grace amongst them, those that had houses would sell the things that they didn't need. They didn't give out their need, but they sold the things, their priority, and they gave and brought that and laid it at the apostles. And this met the needs for things to happen, for the physical needs to be met and for people to move out from there. And so these things, there's just been a lot of things going on in my heart and mind. I'm really looking into this more, because, you know, God wants us to be blessed. And then even when you read Malachi 3, you know, when he talks about the tithe, you know, that God wants us to prove him. He wants us to prove his word to ourselves. You know, it reminds me of the renewed mind, that, you know, we're to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So practicing, you know, not only speaking in tongues, praying to God, you know, reading the scriptures and allowing God to speak to us through that, and allowing him to open up the scriptures to us, and also honoring God with our substance. You know, we need to sow in hope, whatever we're doing, whether it's finances, whether it's speaking, when we speak the word, you know, we need to do things with an expectation on God that he's going to do the work. He opens the doors for us to speak. He can bring us the laborers, the people that are really ready to move, if we're desiring, if we're willing to put away our own ideas of how we think the things should be and how things should happen. For an example, when we used to do fellowship, there was an expectation of how it should be done. You know, that you have to have your seats set out properly, you had to have the room nice and clean, music in the background, and you had to have the seats, you know, put in a certain way, someone open up a word of prayer, their manifestations, maybe someone was allowed to share, and then you'd have the teaching, you know. So there's things that we can do which can become a tradition, and you know, we want to allow God to work wherever we are and whatever we're doing, and it doesn't have to be a method or a format, but that as each one of us is led by the Spirit of God, and then we speak forth those things He's also showing us, then great things can begin to happen. So I'm really focusing on going to God. I like to go out and about. I like to, you know, have a coffee in cafeterias because I know the doors open there. But I also realize that sometimes that could be a form of manufacturing, me doing it from my own effort and strength. But when we allow God to do the things, and when we move at God's direction, then we can be at the right place at the right time. You know, just thinking of Peter and John, you know, they were with those, they continued with those 3,000 that continued, but they may have wanted to get away from him. And what did they do? They went to the temple, and on the, they was going to go and pray. But God had other plans for them. It was just as they were going, that God opened up that door, the man got healed that was lame, and what, another 5,000? Then they was in deep water with the religious guys, you know, got stuck in prison, beaten, told not to speak in this name. But they continued to do what God wanted them to do. And we have to be bold. And bold is the absence of fear. It's not shouting or being loud, but to do what God shows us to do, to speak forth the things that He wants us to speak, not worrying about what other people are saying. Well, he's not teaching the right things. He's just doing this or she's just doing that. God wants us to be bold, to speak for Him, to be those lights in this world, and to be led by Him. When we're led by Him, in other words, we're not trying to make anything happen from our own effort, but we are allowing God to work in us, then the doors start to open. And this week's been, you know, for the last couple of weeks now, we've been on this house. And, you know, so like things have been topsy-turvy, there's no time to focus or anything. But I've just been so blessed because I just kept my peace. I didn't let anything come in to disturb me, to disturb my fellowship with God. And my speaking in tongues, my focus, I'd done the things that He wanted me to do, even though there was lots of other things to do, God was first. So, you know, for me, like, God is first, regardless of anything else. And Kim will tell you, sometimes she looks at me to say, what the hell are you doing? But I carry on and do what God puts in my heart, and God blesses me, and she sees the fruit of that, don't you, darling? Mm-hmm. And so she said, oh, now I understand why you was doing that. I said, yeah, it wasn't that I was being ignorant or arrogant, but I know what God puts in my heart to do, and that's what I'm going to do. Just like, again, starting with the Skype Fellowship, with the France thing, it's just one little thing that He gives us. And when we're obedient to do that, even if we're not too sure at times, we just step out believing that God's working with us, and then we see the fruit, the results. And I'm so excited. I sent out an audio file of an audio file that Sandgate sent me, because I sent it out for the purpose that is just so wonderful to see. I know the poverty that's over there in Nepal and in India. And the reason why I sent it, because I know it's really great things that are happening there. And this one guy, you know, he just got born again. And someone spoke the word to him, he received the Spirit of God, got born again. And then the leader there in Nepal, he didn't only teach about, you know, healing, but he taught about prosperity. So he taught people, and he shares with his leaders out there to honor God faithfully, consistently. And when they began to do this, this guy was only not receiving a lot, but he started to honor God with just $4. And this was like over 12 months ago. But Krishna, the guy that was teaching these guys to sow with an expectation. And this guy now honors God with like £1,000, you know, in our money. And I know that's a lot of money for these guys over there. And then I recently spoke to Sangha, and he was sharing with me, that's just one example. There were so many other examples of these people doing it. And he said, people may say that, you know, we're doing this for money, but it's a principle that if people really get it and do it, they benefit. They are the ones that prosper. And that's how the world is moving. And he was sharing with me, and I know firsthand that a lot of these leaders, when they traveled from Nepal to India, they would be on a train, 33 hours, to get from Nepal to India to go to a leaders meeting. And these guys would really have to suffer in their traveling just to get where they needed to be. If they had a leaders meeting, 2 or 3 days leaders meeting, they would go to a lot of trouble to get there. But now after so much time of them being faithful and following the things that they've been encouraged, they're now reaping the rewards of their sowing and of their obedience unto God, not unto man, but unto God, to follow that right way. And a lot of these guys are really prospering. And Sangit was sharing me, these guys now, they don't come on the train, they can come on the plane now. And it just really blessed my heart, because I know the state and the economy over there in that country. And a lot of these people are so free, and they're teaching other people the same. And so many, many people are becoming free in finance as well as free in body. So they're not sick in finance, they're not sick in body. They're totally prospering and being in health. And this is the will of God for all of us. But only tradition will stop us from breaking out of the bubble, you know. I was sharing with Sangit, you know, today, I was speaking with him. I said, you know, a lot of people do mistrust people that talk about finances, because we've seen a bad example from all these preachers on the television and stuff like that. So naturally, when someone talks about giving and receiving or sending $1,000 and you know, God's going to do this for you and all that, it puts people on the guard. But if we are humble to God and we recognize the principles that God has shown us in the scriptures, if we go to the scriptures will show you these things from Genesis 8:22 all the way through about the giving and receiving, and that God really does want us in a position to be the blessing. And Pedro was sharing, you know, we are supposed to be ruling and reigning. We're to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And you know, the believers should be the ones really reigning, setting the example, shining as lights, because spiritual order has been restored. The law of the spirit of life of sin and death, sorry, the law of sin and death is no longer over the believer. We're under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And when we're walking by that spirit, when we're operating in the principles of God, when we're practicing and being faithful, then you know, these great doors open. And we can move with the movement of God, and we can move in the grace of God, and people can be really free in every area and show the goodness of God. So these are the things that's been going on in my heart and life. I just exhort people to continue to be steadfast, to be practice the things for yourself, put it to the test yourself. If it's sound doctrine that you're being encouraged with and you're doing it from the heart, then you will produce fruit. You know, you will be fruitful. If you're being taught unsound doctrine and you're practicing it, but you're getting little results because of the doctrine. And so, you know, it's the doctrines of man that make none and void the power of God. But Jesus Christ, when he came, he spoke life, he spoke truth, and he gave people the keys of the kingdom. He was teaching his disciples to say what they want, not what they see, to speak to the tree. And so these things have just been in my heart, and you know, and I've listened to other people share on these topics, and I send links to you guys, that things that have blessed and touched my heart about faith. I sent one by a guy called Lester Summerall, I think, or Summerfield, I can't remember his name now. And he really shared how he begot gun in the ministry. He was connected to a guy, Smith Wigglesworth. When he was a young man, he learned from Smith Wigglesworth, and he continued to live by faith. And he shares on there how God provided for him, how God met his need, and how he shared about when he sowed that God opened up more doors and blessed him so he can do the ministry that God had called him to do. And so it's there, it's all there for us. God has laid everything out in the scriptures. He's given us his spirit. We just need to operate in those principles. We need to understand that we need sound of the right doctrine, which is going to activate these manifested blessings so that we can show the world, look, now God's faithful. And if you do this, this is what you can receive from God, and you can be that light to the world. You can be those witnesses. So I'm practicing these things, and I know that as we do it from the heart without fear, fear of man, fear of what men says, you know, we do it with a free heart, that we're standing fast in that liberty where Christ has made us free, we're going to see great things happen, that God is going to do mighty things by us, and through us, and that as we honor God with our heart and life and with our substance, then these things are going to happen. So that's what I wanted to share.